Linda Caldwell Lee, reading the poem, Kenneth Balding. His whole face beamed as he read Hagar the Horrible at breakfast. I'd come home from a part-time job. He'd be on the couch, sipping tea, dropping cookie crumbs on sonnets. I stirred soup. He wrote the keynote for an international peace conference. While loading his laundry, he sang Gilbert and Sullivan. White hair flared around his neck. His crooked smile flickered as he reported the total length in feet of his five tall children. He hurried out the door for 2 weeks in Japan with coat, shirt, flute, and sketchbook in a gym bag. While I mopped the floor, he graded papers. His cheeks were pink as he talked of lobbying for a Department of Peace in Washington. He stuttered with a British accent, scattered aphorisms. I am a pessimist in the head, an optimist in the heart. Wealth creates power. Power destroys wealth. He slept in a single bed in our guest room until Elise visited, then gently asked if they might share the double in my son's room. As he soaked his arthritic knees in a hot bath, a foreign colleague called. Please bring me the phone, he said. Grateful for the strategic washcloth, I did. He said he'd had a mystic transformation years ago in a bathtub in London. He'd felt a shifting of the heart, a lifting of the mind, a sudden expansion beyond the personal to the universal. When Ken's life intersected with my life, mine, like bubbles growing larger in a hot tea kettle, began to crackle and rise. Kenneth lived with my economist husband and me during a semester as visiting professor at Butler University in Indianapolis. My poems have been published in New Laurel Review, Line Island, Hopewell Review, Indie Annual, Tipton Review, Poetry on the Bus, Arts Indiana, and in several anthologies. I am a member of First Friends Meeting Indianapolis.